Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guests today are the California band Best Coast, whose summery pop on downloads and their debut album Crazy For You was some of the most buzzed about music on the net this past summer. Formed by Bethany Cosentino and guitarist Bob Bruno and now joined by drummer Ali Kohler, the band has been touring and joined us in the studio. Although the band seemed totally Californian, I asked Bethany about its beginnings because I had heard that it kind of happened, or at least she got the idea when she moved to New York City.
I moved to New York in the summer, and I lived there. I left right before spring started, but I was really just unhappy, and the winter was definitely not something that was easy for me to manage. I'm a California girl. I've grown up, you know, where it's 70 degrees and sunny all the time. Not to sound spoiled, but I couldn't handle 20 degree weather. but I listened to a lot of like Beach Boys and early pop music that reminded me of home, which influenced me to start a band that sounded like that. So yeah, I went straight home and just started writing.
Now, what were you doing in New York?
I was going to school. I was a student at the New School for Creative Writing. And I went there for like a semester and a half, and then I quit to start a band.
Now, okay, the legendary Bob Bruno is here, the other creative half of, not to put Ali in non-creative places, but she came later, Ali Kohler on the drums. But you guys started, and what did Bob bring that... I mean, when listening to this, I hear a real cool reverb-y guitar and, you know, kind of, I guess, what one would call surf guitar. But what did Bob kind of know what these songs needed?
Yeah. I mean, you knew it. I mean, I told you what they needed, but you also knew what they needed.
Yeah. I mean, we like a lot of the same music, so it was pretty, like, didn't really have to think about it.
Right. And it kind of began in your bedroom?
Yeah.
But what was the difference when you went to cut this in the studio? Was it freeing or?
I mean, I think it was, we were able to kind of go in like, we were kind of, in, when we were recording in Bob's room, we were kind of like boxed off in this one area where we couldn't record live drums in his bedroom because he has roommates and neighbors and people would have been pissed to hear drums playing all day long. And, you know, I think going into the studio, we were able to kind of explore different sounds and different ideas and all of that. And it's also nice to have it be unbiased because you're not recording yourself.
Yeah,
so there's
point.
Somebody else to be there to be like, that actually doesn't sound as good as you think it does. Let's try it a different way, you know. But yeah, I mean, we got stuff done really quickly when it was just the two of us recording in his bedroom, but we still get things done pretty quickly in the studio. It's just nice to have somebody else there to help us.
Was there any, okay, this is what we want to sound like, this is what you want to, I heard you say something about the guitars had to sound like the Ramones, which you've done pretty well, right?
Thanks.
and any other things you wanted to have sound certain ways?
Beatles drums was the other thing.
Yeah, and then we wanted the I wanted the vocals to be very like Phil Spector, Wall of Sound, you know, Ronettes, even like kind of like Aretha Franklin gospel. I wanted the vocals to be very powerful and like booming sounding. And so day one, we just walked in and we were like Ramones, Beatles, Strokes. We threw the Strokes in there. We love the Strokes. Phil Spector. We just threw names out there, and our producer, you know, understands us very well and understands our aesthetic and what we want to sound like sonically and all of that. So he was just like, okay, let's do this. And it was done.
Well, we're in our World Cafe high ceilinged room today. So maybe you can get a little bit of that vibe. what do you want to start with?
Let's start with Summer Mood.
Okay.
Walking away, talking all day. Ooh, I want you. Ooh, I want you.
That sounds great. That is Summer Mood from Best Coast. That's one of the tunes from Crazier for You, which is the full length, and we're getting a chance to hear him live in the studio today. And you were talking about that Phil Spector wall of vocals. You have the Phil Spector wall of vocals pedal.
I do.
Which is...
Bob got this for me. It, you know, the record has tons of harmonies and stuff, and Allie and I tried to work on getting, you know, her to sing some backups, but when you have a limited amount of time to kind of practice as much as needs to be practiced with vocals and all of that, you know, things don't always end up working out. But this little vocal performer right here is the fourth member of Best Coast.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, we're really, Bob just threw it out there, and the first time I used it, I was like, okay, we're never going back from this thing. So, yeah.
So Bethany, I talk about you and Bob. How did you get together musically? Because I understand he has a former role in your life.
Not a true story.
Oh, it is not. Oh, you've been passing.
We made up a rumor that he was my babysitter, and it has stuck with us.
His mom believed
that it was true. And we tell people all the time, no, it's not true. It's not true. And then people still ask. Oh, so last night someone was like, what was it like babysitting Bethany? And Bob was like, I wasn't her babysitter. And then at the end of the show, the same kid was like, so what was it like babysitting Bethany? We met just through mutual friends that I had, that we both had in a band called Mika Miko in LA. And I just knew Bob was a dude who recorded a bunch of people and played in bands, and I'd seen him around, and we played together in an old band that I was in called Pocahontas, and that was the first time that we really played music together. And when I decided that I wanted to start writing songs again, I knew I couldn't do it on my own, and I thought of Bob because I knew that he had a really huge appreciation for early 50s and 60s pop music, and that was really what inspired me to start writing music again. So I just wrote to him and asked, do you want to do this with me? And he said, yeah. And then we met Allie through her old band, Vivian Girls. And she played drums with us for a while. She filled in for us when our drummer couldn't be there. And then she slowly became our drummer.
And it's all a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
No one's mad.
Oh.
It's all good.
You know, it's... You probably have a little bit more perspective on this now, but this... You know, right from your first singles, and particularly with Boyfriend, this really had a momentum of its own. And what was it like when you first went out, you know, on kind of a more major tour? Was it people singing along everywhere? Was it really surprising?
I mean, our record leaked, and were we on tour when it leaked? Or were we home? No, we were home. But we were about to leave for a tour, and we were like, okay, whatever, you know, records leak. But it was crazy when we went to play Pitchfork Fest right after, and like every single person there was singing the words. And it's funny when that happens before your record even comes out. But now that the record's out, last night was our first show of the tour, and we played here in Philly at the First Unitarian Church. And it was like, I could hear people singing louder than I could hear myself. And it's just really crazy. I mean, also when you write lyrics that are really simple, they're easy for people to remember. but yeah, I mean, everything has kind of happened insanely quick and fast for us, but it's been a fun ride.
Oh, I'll bet it is. The other thing, everything, it seems to me that all these lyrics, simple as they may be, are all very sincere and don't have this, like, you know, layer of irony, this layer of, you know, did she really mean that to it? Which doesn't seem to fit with the current vibe of, you know, what's happening with indie rock, et cetera.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. It has edge in the vocals, but it doesn't have edge in the meaning particularly.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I don't feel bad when, you know, people criticize the fact that I write very simple, kind of repetitive lyrics. That's just a style that I choose to do. And, you know, I think it fits this style of music. I think that to be inspired by bands like the Beach Boys and the Ronettes and early Beatles songs, you listen to those songs and the lyrics are very simple. There's not a lot of depth to a song like I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's a very straightforward meaning. But, Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff is very sincere. I'm not being ironic when I say things like, I wish my cat could talk. I think right. a lot of people wish their cats could talk. I just said it for everybody.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need a cat cam. How can who's taking care of your cat?
My mom is there right now watching him, but I have a friend named Raul who's a friend of all of ours, and he goes and stays and watches snacks and updates his Twitter and makes sure that his internet presence is staying high.
Excellent. Best Coast are our guests today, and we mentioned Boyfriend. Can you do that one?
Yeah, sure.
Doing our best to extend the soundtrack to summertime 2010 with Best Coast today on the World Cafe, and that has been part of a lot of folks' summer mixtapes. Boyfriend, which is nice. Thank you for that. That's great. A great song.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good to hear that. I want to talk about a bunch of records. You mentioned the Beach Boys, but a certain Beach Boys record has been cropping up with you and visuals of it and everything. I almost brought my final copy in of Sunflower, mm-hmm. which is like a later Beach Boys record, a really cool record.
Yeah.
And tell me how you came across that and tell me about that record for you.
I had, my dad was like a huge Beach Boys fan. So when mm-hmm. I was growing up, I heard every era of Beach Boys. But the later Beach Boys stuff is something that when I was younger, I was always kind of like, oh, this is too weird. I'm not really that into this. But we were just on tour in Europe and we did an in-store at Rough Trade and I bought Sunflower and Surf's Up. Like it's a CD mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. both of them together. And just basically like I'd heard the record before, but like I said, I just didn't really ever sit with it and listen to it a bunch. But I just put it on my computer and I've been listening to it ever since. It's got some really, really amazing songs on it. And Surf's Up is awesome as well. So it's great to have those two back to back.
Yeah, people talk about Surf's Up more than they talk about Sunflower. Yeah. But Sunflower's a really good record.
Yeah.
And the Friends from around that time, good record
yeah.
as well.
Whenever people are like, late Beach Boys is too weird for me, I'm like, no, it's just more drugs. It's cooler.
Best Coast are playing live and if I can make a request, my fave is When I'm With You. Can you do that?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. The world is lazy, but you and me, we're just crazy. But when I'm with you, I have fun. Yeah, when I'm with you, I have fun. Yeah, when I'm with you, I have fun. Yeah, when I'm with you.
With you, the extra bonus track from Best Coast Crazy for You, as Best Coast are playing live for us today on the cafe. You mentioned your dad. Your dad is a musician. What does he play?
My dad plays everything, basically. He's really great at percussion and drums and singing, but he can kind of, he's like Bob. He kind of just like picks up any instrument and can play it. But I really wouldn't have ever been a musician or played music or knew anything about music without my dad. So he's
did he teach you things, or did you just pick up instruments for
the I just era? Really, I mean, the thing that I really did the most was singing. I took guitar lessons, but I was never like, you know, I took piano lessons as well, but I never really got through anything and became like some kind of crazy, you know, great person at an instrument really, other than singing. And my parents, you know, were always never pushy, but we're always like, you sing well, you should do it. And so, you know, my dad would take me to concerts and I'd go see my dad play live. And it was just an environment that I was always in. I don't really know anything, you know, I can't really remember a time in my life where A, there wasn't music, or B, I wasn't playing music. So
now there's a story you've told about being on Ellen DeGeneres, and he was playing on that?
No, he played drums on this singer-songwriter from the UK. Her name is Ellie Lawson, and he played on her record, and she needed a female background singer for, she was like this unsigned artist, and I guess Ellen had just gotten like a demo CD of hers and loved her and invited her on the show, and she needed a female vocalist, like background vocalist, and my dad was like, oh, my daughter sings. So I went on and like learned the song in like a day and went and sang it on the show. And there's a YouTube clip of it, and People have sent it to me and, is this you? Yes, that's me. Just with a very different haircut.
Did you have to practice the vocal lines or the moves more?
I didn't move at all. And the producer like came up to me specifically because everyone in her band was like rocking out and you could tell that they were all schmoozing it up for the camera. And her producer came over to me and he was like, you need to like move a little. And I was like, okay. And so I did like a shoulder sway and like, I think I like moved my hands a little, but I'm not too big of a dancer or mover. Neither is Bob.
Best coaster alive today, and we have time for one more. And what do you want to finish up with?
Let's do the end, since it's the end of our segment. Get it?
That is indeed the end of our session with Best Coaster. Thanks to Allie Kohler on the drums, Bob Bruno on, I'm just realizing that's kind of like a combination bass guitar, right?
It's a baritone guitar.
Baritone guitar. And Bethany Costantino on the Fender Mustang and Cool Songs and double vocals. thank you guys so much. A lot
thank
of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.